Now that we have you hot and bothered, pet, time for the main course. Slip your hands between your legs and feel satisfaction knowing I'm ordering you to place them there. Take grip of your submissive cock. Begin stroking, toying with your balls with the other hand. Feel the way that you begin to drip copious fluid. Know that you will go through every day with this rigid dripping, punctuating your existence, reminding you of what you're doing. Begin stroking your cock. Close your eyes and let yourself fall into communion with every overly horny person who's just had to wrap their hand around their cock, who's had to stroke again and again, because that stimulation is the only thing that lets them bank down the fires of arousal. But with you, it's more than mere physical excitement. Your breath quickens. Sweat dapples your flesh. But your mind also looks for an outlet to serve. You're serving right now. Stroking is service, the sexiest kind. A submissive trickle is flowing from your cock. Let's get inside the mind of that shaft between your legs, the spout from which your mind is pouring. Grip the shaft. See what you would see if your cock were the only thing in the world. Rigidness of the shaft, hanging balls, held in an unimportant hand. Stroke, stroke. Every movement of your hand up and down, sending pleasure through you. Let other parts of your body identify with your cock. Imagine your drooling lips, letting forth pre-cum to flow down your chin instead of just saliva. Every stroke of your cock, causing your mouth to widen into an O of sublime pleasure. Your whole form a shivering, shuddering agency of release, knowing you stroke not just for yourself but for my commands as well, which shiver in you. These words, this voice, let your eyes be closed and your hands be constantly stroking. Now a simple feat of multiplication. Isolate in your mind the sensation of one long, luxurious stroke, forcing pleasure into your mind. Then multiply it, a second, as if while you stroke your submissive length, a second hand were stroking it in your mind, setting off identical nerves to the first stroke. And then a third, as gradually the pleasure rises, pushing thoughts out, until all that's left is to be washed away in the sea of white-hot excitement, your body changing a little. There's a rigid shaft between your legs, wrapped in your hand, being worked up and down so intensely and intently that your hand hilts at the base, the palm hitting against the base of your cock. Fingers tapping lightly on your balls, constantly twitching. The pre-cum that flows down your cock lubricating the constant strokes. Shaft and head stimulated endlessly. Your submissive length twitching in your mind, too. A lever you are pulling endlessly, ceaselessly. And you know you'll be tempted to do it again. With your eyes closed, feel communion with every person who has desperately stroked their cock so long, so extensively, that it becomes the subject of their obsession. Not the fantasy or the distraction or the images, but the act of masturbation, drooling openly out of their mouths, mind simple and direct, eyes locked on their rigid, wanton dick and its strobing, constant stream of pre-cum becoming cloudier as true climax gradually sneaks up. Someone becoming obsessed with their cock as you are. The act of stroking has an attraction all its own, an attraction you're being drawn into. Stroking, so sexy, submissive, and wonderfully pleasurable, sliding into your mind and opening it up. Every stroke empowers my words. Every movement of your hand around your cock makes the words I'm saying resonate more deeply in your head, sending you spasming. And you know that when you come, it won't just spurt out of you. Your thoughts will spurt too, and you'll be left there blank and drooling, empty for a little while, because coming feels so good. And if in that time you were told something, you were informed of something you must do, something you need or want to do, it would become your driving goal, just like when you're a blank pet. More than this, an empty slate stroking your mind away. And you will stroke. There will be times when you'll need a little stress relief, a little relaxation, and your hands will play between your legs and stroke your mind away for a bit. And that's not just a self-serving act. I want you to be like that, and my desires manifest in your brain, telling you to twitch and gasp and stroke until you come. And every time you stroke like that, you're fueling the part of you that makes that cock the seat of your submission, stroking and running your pre-cum over it, the white-hot flame in your mind saying yes, further down. Push more thoughts into it, and you'll be going about your day and feel your submissive cock drooling pre-cum, dripping, making you less and less an independently thinking entity, and more an extension of your cock and its service to me, at least until you finally come, groaning and begging, your eyes rolling back in your head. Whenever you stroke, remember you are essentially doing it on my orders. So whenever you stroke, envision what I say now. I leaning over your body. You moving gradually to hands and knees, or more accurately, ass up, face down, ass up, raising your cock off of the surface so I can reach beneath, grip it in my hand, and begin stroking. And unlike you, the sheer deep sensitivity of that submissive length will not stop me. I'll stroke hard and fast, moving my fist up and down, clenched around it, gripping it in a vice. And that lets me lean over your body, place my mouth right up against your ear while my hand eagerly works, the other hand slapping your rear, squeezing it, moving under and rubbing the backs of your knees, gripping your thighs with my nails, my hand never ceasing its movement on your cock except stroke, stroke. Suddenly the hand releases, leaving you glistening and twitching in the open air, your pre-cum dribbling to the ground beneath you, making a pool a shiny sign of your wanton submission and your inability to resist the urge to show how turned on you are. My voice right in your ear, whispering, when you come for me. Your submissive cock drools your ache throughout the day. You will stroke, and when you stroke, you will lose yourself in the feeling of need, the feeling of ache, the feeling that your submission to my voice means submitting to your own cock. Controlled by that length more than you are by anything else, a way for my words to sneak in, because when you stroke, you submit and lose yourself in the constant implacable sensation of lust, of excitement, of service, your thick little cock moving in my hand, moving so absolutely powerfully that it is memorable. Yes, when you think back on this moment in the future, when you think back on the moment that you're stroking, stroking, you'll desire a return again and again. Every time you stroke in future, these words come back, and you envision me leaning over you, whispering my siren song into your head, so you become more and more a tool of my desires, your cock existing to please me in the act of pleasure, losing yourself. Stroke and stroke. Every stroke is a submissive act as well as an arousing one. You submit to the sensation. Lose yourself in white, hot ache. More. Your mind following my words down, down into a void from which the only escape is to finally come. But you know that if you did come in my hand, I'd just slather it over your belly and keep going, or use it to lubricate further stroking of your cock, further torment of your balls. Ooh, that's an idea. Visualize me leaning over your back. Suddenly, something warm, faintly rubbery, slides over the tip of your cock, moving right to the hilt of your little submissive member, locking there. If you looked down, you'd see a simple rubber tube with a pump at the end. Something fitted so it can move forward and back, a little milking device. And I hold the length of the tube up in front of your face, showing you that it ends in a long butt plug, something thick and knotted at the base. You feel me running fingers over your buttocks, pushing lubricant over your rear entrance. I explain, but I don't really need to. When you come, your cum is going to go up that tube into your own rear. Every time you come, you're gonna fill your rear with your own submissive, leaking, constantly dripping semen. You're going to fill yourself up, and that feeling of fullness is going to put warm, sloshing paint of your own design right on your prostate, because that's where I'm going to aim the toy, and it's going to milk you again and again, because every time you spurt, the pressure change in the one is going to make the little plug in your rear expand for a moment. You're going to be pumping and fucking your own ass, pet, for my amusement, at my direction, with me in your ear, using a cock that I have crafted. Feel it in your rear. Good. Now, sliding the toy in, and the tip slides between your cheeks, pushing inch after inch until you're as full as you comfortably can, until you feel the tip pressed right against your prostate, milking you through your ass at the same time that the cylinder surrounding your dick moves forward and back. You're even thrusting your hips, such a wanton, horny little pet. Squeezing and groaning, and I'm reaching down and playing with your balls, pushing them upward, trying to coax more fluid out and push it through the tube, and you feel the first drops of pre-cum being hungrily sucked up by the toy, oozing warmly right onto that spot inside your rear. I'm just gonna make you cum again and again. You're going to find it quite impossible to do otherwise, because the urge is planted. The command is there, and I'm working that cylinder forward and back on your cock, the hot lubricated inside, tighter than folds would be, tighter than my hand was. The only movement is forward and back. Imagine that you were thrusting into your own rear, pet, because that's essentially what you're doing. Every time you release that submissive fluid, it's like your thoughts are flowing out of your cock, flowing through the toy, flooding your rear with a hot sensation that makes your prostate more sensitive with every blast. You're gonna spurt, and when you really come, your butt's gonna start filling up. We're gonna keep going till you can even feel your belly swelling, pet, until all you do is clench around the toy, gasp and spurt out of your cock, which is being pushed away from your body by the distension of your wanton belly, full of your cum. Full of your thoughts, which have emptied out of your mind, leaving it a receptacle for these words, making the fantasy all the more visible and potent to you, making you more and more susceptible to that image of you kneeling, me over you, whispering in your ear, working a toy on and off of your submissive shaft, making sure the head never leaves it. So if you spurt so much as one drop, it'll get sucked up by that little vacuum chamber. Pushed through the tube and spurted into your rear. Gradually, you begin to imagine that the entrance of that cylinder is the entrance of your own rear, and you start to feel the sensation. Every thrust of your hips fills your own rear with your submissive cock. After all, that's what I want to do, and that cock exists for my use and direction. thrusting and throbbing, clenching and accepting, feeling more and more cum flow out of the toy, right onto your prostate, making you yelp and squirm, never knowing if you should roll your hips backward into the toy that is milking you, or forward into the cylinder that is receiving you, doing the same again and again, so that you time the thrusts. You're going to spurt, pet. You're going to come for me, and you're going to feel those blasts of hot seeds start to fill you. And the secret is, once you start coming, you're not going to stop. My hands are massaging those balls. All that's going to happen is, they're going to expand, your testes feeling bigger, heavier, denser with every spurt, rather than emptying, you're filling up. And the reason is, I'm putting new thoughts in your head, and your balls are full of your own thoughts, which are going to come out of you, leaving you empty of everything except how receptive and submissive you need to be. You ache to be. You yearn to become more and more so. Yes. Thrust. Thrust. Bring yourself to climax and start filling your rear, and the cum will not cease until you're so full that you feel absolutely bloated and absolutely wonderful, drunk off your own cum flooding inside of you. A fantasy made reality. A cock that spurts at my direction. Imagine how white hot your mind would be if your orgasm went on not just seconds, but minutes. Cumming your brains out, satiated as you can be, the toy transferring the cum from your cock to your rear, until you can no longer tell where the pleasure from your anal penetration ends, and the pleasure from your overstroked sensitive head and shaft begin. You lying there, me whispering in your ear, and if I were there and I had access to your cock, this would be exactly what we'd be doing. I would just simply unroll the same words being said here, right into your ear, and you would twitch and gasp, and at the end you would clean out the receptacle you've been coming into, licking up your own thoughts, barely managing to return them to your brain, lying there a spent, useless shell that nevertheless leaps at my order, leaps to obey, yearns to serve. That's who and what you will become. And we're not done yet. This image of stroking, this fantasy of submitting, the seed has been planted. And you know that every time you stroke your submitting cock, you bring your shaft closer to serving me more absolutely. You train yourself, and that's what'll happen every time you stroke. You'll be going through the day and you'll start to feel the tingle in your buttocks. Taking your seed like that is changing you even now, with every spurt and every gasping tremble, knowing your thighs are becoming fatigued, your belly is sucked in, and your long, deep breaths trying to cope with the pleasure are just cementing even more your training and molding at my hands. Yes, your desire will only increase. You'll be going through the day and you'll remember this. You'll remember what I've done and how your rear and your cock have been altered by your sheer coming. And that's what's going to keep happening, going to keep coming, keep needing, keep aching, keep enjoying, and then wanting more of it. And as time goes by, you're going to do that. Stroke for me. Feel pleasure and ache. And the stroking will overtake you. You'll feel a little tingle in your rear, and then your cock will get hard. You'll be going about your business and need to step off somewhere private to satiate your powerful urges, which have overtaken your reason, except wanting to be concealed in privacy. You'll slide your hands between your legs and stroke your submissive cock, thinking of me leaning over you, whispering you into oblivion. Turning you into little more than a serving, submissive agent of your own lengthy shaft, spouting your thoughts into the air. And every time you come, pet, you're gonna feel your buttocks being flooded with the seed dripping into your rear, as if you were thrusting into it. Indeed, from this moment onward, the feeling of your hand stroking your cock is going to feel just like, that toy in your mind. Feel just like your rear clenching around it, and you'll feel it both in the hole and your cock itself, fucking yourself silly every time you stroke, every time you stroke your thoughts out of your head and slowly slide more submission into your mind, slipping past your defenses just as you slide your head into your tight, hot rear entrance, feeling yourself, and that's only going to make you come easier and easier. Every time you stroke your submissive cock, you feel the tight, squeezing pressure, oppressive and wonderful. So much so, that if you took your clenched fist and slid it over the tip of your cock right to the base, you would feel it like a warm insertion into your own waiting rear, wonderfully pleasurable and absolutely controlling, and that oppressive sensation would probably make you spurt right there. But you'll go on coming, and your mind will go on going, until you're spent. The urge will rise up. You'll find yourself in communion with every other person who's ever been so turned on they just needed to stroke one out. Problem is, as you become obsessed with your cock, you become obsessed with submission, and that cements it and makes it more powerful, a more definite organ and attachment to your body, which is actually under my direction and control. And every time you go face down, ass up, you'll hear my kneeling presence whispering in your ear from behind you, leaning over you, grasping your length, making you come. But you know what happens every single time you do.